cities of refuge. 46 and 1, Isaiah, is where you're going to find the answer. We're going to be looking for you to call at 318-484-2500 to see if you can get the answer right. Well, in case you don't call, I'm going to give the answer to you anyway towards the end of the program. Stick around. We're going to take a 15-minute break for the Pleasant Green Baptist Church. We're coming right back after that, kicking off another session of The Music That Matters here on the Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.
The Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show. We'll be back in just a moment.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join him as he preaches and teaches the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
All of those roads and all of those trials and all those challenges, it was our Lord. Without him, we would not be here this day. Just about everybody's had some difficulty in this country. But no one has had it rougher than we have. And we can be proud of where we are today and where we came from. It's always important to remember. This morning, I want to talk with you about a ship on a stormy sea. Actually, I want to talk about two ships. One on the Sea of Galilee 2,000 years ago. And the other ship is the ship of your life on today's stormy sea. My text today is Mark 4:35. Mark, fourth chapter, the 35th through the 41st verses. Yes. 4:35. If you have your Bibles, please join me. And if you don't, would you please stand for the reading of the word? And the same day when the even was come, he saith unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased. And there was a great calm. And he said unto them, why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said one to the other, what manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? Please be seated. Thank you. When I was a little boy 3 or 4 years ago, that was my favorite. That was my favorite Bible story. Way back then, I realized that Jesus Christ was powerful. He could stop a storm. Now that is power. Way back then, I knew that I had to follow Jesus Christ. That was 75 years ago. That was the understanding of a little boy. Yes. Let me share my understanding of this Bible story with you today. So, here we are in this ship on the Sea of Galilee. And they encountered a great storm. The winds blew. The winds blew so hard that it was tilting the ship to the left and to the right and back again. The wind was tilting that ship so far that waves were coming into the ship. The rain was coming down from the heavens in buckets. The rain was coming down so much and so hard that it was filling the ship with water, threatening to fill the ship and take it down to the bottom of the sea. Now, into each life, there will come challenges. Each life will face trials and tests and tribulations. Into each life, the storms will come. Today, our nation is going through a great storm. Our leaders are spending our children's futures, spending us into bankruptcy. This nation has $31 trillion in debt. And the folks in Washington are still spending it like it's toilet paper. All over the world, $100 billion. In Ukraine alone during the last months. That's B, not million, that's billion, $100 billion. We're in danger of going bankrupt. But our folks in Washington are also putting us into war positions against Russia and China, against Russia in Ukraine, China in Taiwan. I'm a Navy veteran. During the Vietnam era, I served in the military, and I've seen what war can do, the destruction that it brings to families and to bodies and minds. Those fellows in Washington, D.C. are playing with our children's lives. Today, we're on a stormy sea in this nation. And our state is in the midst of a great storm. Our schools no longer teach our children reading and writing and arithmetic. More than half of Louisiana's children cannot read at grade level. How's our children going to have a future if they can't read? Today, this community, right here, this city, is facing a storm of bullets. Our children are shooting each other down in the streets. And of course, it's the same with many families. They face storms of divorce, arrest, hospitalization, sickness, tragedy, depression, confusion. When the storms of life come to you, and surely these storms will come now. They will come and test you. Remember the story of Mark 4:35. Remember that story of what Jesus' disciples did on that night on the Sea of Galilee. Remember the steps that they took. They took some steps. They took five important steps to go from terror to thankful, to go from great fear to great They took five crucial steps that saved their lives, and Jesus Christ brought them through. If you take these same five steps that they took, you can get yourself, your life, your family's lives through. So let's look at the five steps that they took. The first step is that they knew Jesus Christ. So the first step is that you have to know Jesus. They knew his love for them. They knew his concern for them, for their safety. They knew the power of Jesus Christ. They knew that if anyone could save them, if anyone would save them, it would be Jesus Christ. They knew that Jesus Christ would pull them through the storm. They knew that Jesus was the name to call. When the chips are down, when the going gets tough, those men on that ship knew to call Jesus. So the first step is to call, is to know Jesus. The second step is to call him. Now, if you're going to call him, you have to know him. You have to know him personally. You know, calling Jesus is a whole lot easier if he can recognize your voice. That whole thing works a whole lot better if you know Jesus personally. If he has heard your voice before this particular storm on this particular day, it makes it easier. What I'm saying is, don't be a stranger to Jesus Christ. Don't be a stranger to Jesus today, because you know you're going to have to call on him tomorrow. So the first step is to know him, and the second step is to call him. Now, the good news is, just like those disciples on that ship, they didn't need a computer or a telephone or a megaphone to call Jesus, and you don't either, because he can hear you. He doesn't need a telephone to hear you. He can hear you. He can hear when you whisper. He can hear inside your heart. You don't have to move your lips. You don't have to move your tongue. He can hear what's in your heart. He can hear you, and he will answer you. He will hear your call. Now, I want you to notice something. On that ship, Mark 38 says, and he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow, and they awake him and said unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? You see, they went down in the ship to speak to Jesus, but you don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to go across the street. You don't have to go to a building. All you have to do is call his name. He will hear you. Have you ever been in a hospital, walked down the hall, and heard people who are in great pain, people who are suffering, sometimes people in their last moments of their life? Oh, Lord, help me. I've heard that. And Jesus has heard that, because he hears your call. When you need him, all you have to do is call him. Now, the third step is to plead your case, as we say in court. You have to explain to the Lord your predicament, explain your situation, explain what kind of storm it is that you're facing. The disciples on that ship said to Jesus, don't you care, Lord? We're perishing. We're on the verge of drowning. Lord, please do something. Help us. We need you now. Yes. Death is at our door. Yes. The storm is about to consume us. The sea is about to swallow us up.
Thank you for listening to the radio broadcast with Pastor Michael H. Barnes. We pray his words of hope, blessing,